Revolutionary
Gospel Radio.
All right, how you guys doing today? This is Arthur Joseph Smith coming to you guys from Revolutionary Gospel News. Today I'll be talking to you guys the last couple of days first. Let's just go there. The last couple of days I've been talking to you about who are the real people of Israel and understanding how the Bible has been dealing with a Pacific nation. And it was Genesis 10 and 11 right after the flood that God was dealing with all nations. But from after about somewhere in there, right after, like at the ending of 11, you find that God began to deal with Abraham and his children all the way down until the arrival of Jesus was out of the tribe of Judah, which was the son, or it's the, when you go back to his lineage, Jesus comes out of the tribe of Judah, and you go back to Judah, he's one of the 12 tribes of Israel, and also his father was Jacob, who they later surname was Isaac. I mean, not Isaac, I'm so sorry. Israel, okay, who was the son of Isaac. And Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob, which is Israel, which was later named Israel by God. So you find out down through the times he has been dealing with one particular family of people. And when you don't look at the Bible that way, you really miss the whole story of what's been going on down through time. When we look at it as if he was not dealing with a specific people, but he was just dealing with the world. He did not start dealing with the world again until chapter 10, in Acts chapter 10 and 11, when he came to the whole human family once again. But before that, he was just dealing with Israel specifically. So I've been looking at that for the last couple of days. And anybody want to call in before we even get going here, or in whenever you feel like, but the number here for the call-in of the show, okay, let's see here. The number is going to be 773. Again, your area code is 773-897-6105. Once again, that's 773-897-6105. Feel free to call in if you have any questions. So I'm looking at Jesus the last couple of days because it really brought clarity to the Bible how it's dealing with a nation. And today we go to church. Like I said, church has to be redefined. The word ecclesia really is referring to those that are called out. It is those who have been called out from the world to take part in the kingdom of God, okay? The kingdom of God, the government of God, and become a part of the nation of Israel. You know, that's who Jesus was. He came to be a king. And I open my scripture because a lot of people go about trying to understand the word of God, but they have never undergone the born-again experience. And Jesus was to be an example for us, so if we were following Jesus, because Jesus himself, I know a lot of y'all are going to trip now, but Jesus himself was born again. He was born of water and spirit. Okay, my title of this show tonight is called, today, is Rightfully Dividing the Word of God. The Word of Truth, not God, but the Word of Truth, which is the Word of God, but the Word of Truth, rightly dividing the Word of Truth. In Ecclesiastes 7 and 24, he said, that which is far off and exceedingly deep, who can find it out? This is what Solomon has. He's looking at a lot of things and a lot of different Bible, I guess, in the world itself, and this is real meaning of that. You know, he is looking at that, and he wants to know who can find it out. But 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 10 says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So we find out these things are only known through God revealing to your mind. He makes the scripture plain through his Spirit. So if you're without a spirit, in Romans 8 it says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So a lot of people go around today and they profess that they say, I belong to this church or that church. They don't even understand that they're talking about a called out group of people that is part of a nation, a kingdom. They really, the church, the word church, ecclesia now really needs to be redefined, because it looks nothing like it did in the day when Christ was here. Okay? People don't even understand that. They just think that, you know, they go to church, they get baptized, and now I'm just going to live righteous. They don't understand that they're being taught to live in the kingdom of God, his coming kingdom. Okay? And let's start with Matthew just to show you where Jesus himself, because he told you in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, it said, chapter 3, verse 3, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot understand the kingdom of God. He really can't, you know, and what it really means. And then in John 3 and 5, he said, except a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, so Jesus told us that, but look, Jesus himself was born again, and I'll show you, because there's scriptures that bear witness to that, that he was himself born again. Okay, it starts in what's going to be Matthew's. Yeah, okay, this is Matthew's 15. And Jesus answered and said, because he came to John the Baptist, I'm skipping over 14, chapter 4, verse 15. Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now. He's asking him to baptize. This is go to 14 to make it more for better clarification. But John forbidden him, saying, I need to be baptized of thee. Comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, he permitted him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, notice this, water and spirit, as he told you. He ain't telling you nothing that he didn't do. And Jesus, when Jesus was baptized, was straight up out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting up on him. So we find out Jesus himself was born of water and of spirit. Okay? And so this Jesus came, he was foretold to come in the Garden of Eden when he was talking to Satan, where Satan first got cursed, because the pre-Adamite man is a theory. Now, I don't know how familiar y'all are with that. I'm not going to really get into that today. And, okay, I see a caller here. I'm going to stop for a second and let this caller and see if they have anything to say. Caller 601, I'm going to open my line to you.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hey.
Can you hear me? How you doing?
Yes. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. So you have any questions about what I'm talking about? I'm talking about rightfully dividing the word of truth and what the actual church is versus what we've been told and what we see today.
Okay, so what is
The truth? I'm here. The truth is basically, well, the truth is the word of God. It's a clarity of the word. That's a clear understanding of the word of God, and it's a reality. It's a reality that man is living, but yet, he does not understand it. You know, he looks at the word of God and think it's some kind of fairy tale, or not really understanding what it is. But what I was showing people that Jesus himself was born again, because in 1 John, or that was Matthew's, I mean, chapter 4, it was telling you that Jesus was baptized, and not only was he baptized, but the Spirit came upon him, which goes along with the scripture where he said, that except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. But Jesus himself was born of water and spirit. And I was going to John to show you what he came for. And I was actually going to John 18 and how he's come for a covenant of the world. But, Carter, you have any questions?
No, I don't have any more questions.
Okay, Carla. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you off the line. I'm going to leave you on the air, but I'm going to take you off the line.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, y'all. Well, we finally have had one of our callings. Okay, so John 17 and 18, it says, Then led there Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, they should be defiled, but they might eat the Passover. And I hope I was clear on telling her what the kingdom of God is, what church really is. It's the kingdom of God. It's the government. Now look at what the problem was with Jesus versus what we're taught today. Okay, it said Pilate then went out unto them and said, "What accusation bring ye against this man?" And they answered and said unto him, "If he were not a malefactor," you know, he's a person. If you look up the word malefactor in the Greek, you find out he's a person of trouble. He was disrupting their community, you know, in his teachings. But what was he teaching? He was teaching the kingdom of God versus what people tell us today. He wasn't just going about healing the sick and the dead and raising the dead and all that. He was literally telling people about the coming kingdom of God. That's what he was doing. He was telling them about a better government system than that which they were living under. Okay? And that's why I say when you talk about ecclesia, the people are coming to learn how to live in the physical coming of the kingdom of God, and how you prepare now, because you can't wait till you get there, then get ready. You got to be ready before. He said he's coming for those that are ready, that their minds have been recreated. And now they're ready to enter into the physical kingdom of God. They're not going to tear it up. Okay? So you find out, they said, he answered, and he said, if he were not a malefactor, though one who was troubling their community, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, take ye him and judge him according to your law. In other words, judge him according to your traditional principles. Okay? It is not lawful for us to put a man to death, that they said that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die, pretty much. So if the Romans were killing people back then, they put him on a cross. So he was aware of that. That's why he says signifying how he should die, because they were turning him over into the hands of the Romans. Okay, and Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and he called Jesus and said unto him, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" See, what did they ask him? "Art thou the king of the Jews? Are you the president? You are the commander-in-chief of the Jews?" See, this is what's missed today. They don't tell people. We're talking about a spiritual kingdom first, because it has two parts, as I was showing, talking about the other day in my show. First, it was the spiritual part that arrived. The kingdom of God shall be in you on the day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, people were being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin and filled with the Holy Ghost. And he said, the kingdom come without observance. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. That was his kingdom that had came. That's one part, because he tells you in Acts 1 and 8 that it's the times and seasons. In other words, there's two parts to this. First is the spiritual, and now we're waiting his physical arrival. So they go on to say, "Art thou the king of the Jews? Are you the king, the Lord over these people?" Okay. And Jesus answered him, saying, "Thou think these things of thyself." He said, "Sayest thou these things of thyself?" You know, did you come up with this on your own? "Or did others tell thee of me?" Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? No, do I have anything to do with your nation, your kingdom?" Okay. Then it says, okay, "Thy own nation." Look what he's saying. Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thy own nation and thy chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not far from his. Okay, he's telling you it's not far off. See, this is the misunderstanding of what we're doing when we say we're believers. What do you believe? That's my question to you out there. And the next question is Acts 19, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you been baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins? And have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Okay, all these things are important. So many people claim to be a part of the kingdom of God, but they have no parts. They got false people out there. All got people running around knocking on doors, from the Jehovah Witness to the Mormons, all of them knocking on doors and talking about something they have no parts of. They have never been born again. This is the greatest problem that we have today. There's too many imposters, people fraudulently telling you stuff, the stuff they have no knowledge of. They don't have the Spirit of God so that they can lead you in the right direction. See, I remember the day I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and I remember the day when I was filled with the Holy Ghost. It wasn't something I had no knowledge of. It just wasn't there all the time, and I just was not aware of it. So we can kill the lie, because I remember when my Holy Ghost came. I remember when a person stood over me and baptized me in the name of Jesus Christ. I am a part of the kingdom of God. That's why he calls us ambassadors. We can tell you about the kingdom that is coming. It's a government system that you're supposed to be going into these places they call ecclesia, the called out ones of this world, are supposed to be going to these churches, these buildings where our nation meets. And we're educated in this part of life. Our minds are being reconditioned, re-educated on how to live according to the will of God, not according to our will or what we think. There is no pretense. We don't go out and say, hey, look, I'm a servant of God. No, it shows in your lifestyle. It shows by the condition of your mind what kind of attitude you have. Okay? So Jesus was talking about a king. Leaders that God has not established over us, okay, that we're following, government systems that is bringing nothing but misery upon the world, people who are all about themselves standing in the office and talking to you and having you all psyched out because they are a good comedian, they got good social skills. See, I'm talking about a Jesus that's going to have righteousness, who's going to bring peace to the earth, who's going to do away with this government system and all the other government systems of the world. That is my first book because God blessed me to understand the vision of Daniel. When Daniel was asking a question, and he was asking a question about the Antichrist and his world government, he told him, go thy way, Daniel, chapter 12 of Daniel. Go away. This is for the end. Okay? And so the end has come, because how would I be blessed to write the rise and fall of world governments? That is the revival of the Roman Empire, where I talk about the head of gold, which is Nebuchadnezzar. These are government systems, people. Cyrus and Darius. Then there was Alexandria. Then the Romans. Now we're down to the ten toes. That's where we're at in history right now. We're at the close of this thing. We're waiting for Christ. That's the rock that hit the statue. That's what I wrote about. The ten toes is the Western EU, who will give their power to the Antichrist. The Europeans and the Arabs joining an alliance together. The Antichrist coming out of the Arab nation, which the Caliphate, where they're working on now. That's my last book, The Caliphate, The Rise of the Islamic Nation in the Temple Mount, because from the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the Antichrist will rule the world. As they say, he's sitting in the temple of God, showing himself as he is God. When you understand, when they're talking about sitting in the temple of God, God has established through Solomon one of the first places where he ever dwelled at on earth, as in the temple of Solomon, built 483 years, I believe, after the children came out of Egypt. Okay? So this is what we're dealing with. Okay. And so this is what we're dealing with. And so Jesus was letting you know he was talking. See, this was what was troubling them, because he was talking about getting rid of that corrupt religious system as well as that corrupt government. So he went on and told them, he told them his kingdom wasn't far from coming. In other words, his spiritual kingdom was coming first, and then his physical kingdom was going to come after that. I therefore said, this is verse 37 in John 18. I'm in John 18 and 37 now. Pilate therefore said unto him, "Are thou the king? Are thou a king then? Look at, are you a ruler?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end," notice this, "was I born." Okay, it looks like he's talking about just the physical birth. He's not just talking about the physical birth. He's talking about being born again too, because that is the same word they use for born again in John chapter 3 in the Greek. So he said, "For this end was I born, was I recreated." He became a recreated being when he baptized in the river of Jordan by John. Okay, "To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world." In other words, this is why I'm here. I'm here to be a king. I'm here to supersede all these other governments that you see, to put an end to all this madness. But it wasn't for that time just yet. He said that I should bear witness unto the truth, to the realities of God, the truth, what is real. He said, "Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." They understand what he's talking about. See, the Bible says, and I believe it's 2 Corinthians, says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to those that are lost, whom the God who really didn't believe, because he tells them, he tells you, you know, they don't believe because the simple fact, and that's Corinthians. I'm going to go to Corinthians. So hearing what he's really talking about, he's talking about the establishment of a government, a place of righteousness, holiness. You know, you don't have all this perverse stuff going on as you see today. And really worshiping God correctly, not according to man's laws and bylaws and rules. See, the church, they made the church out of something that it's not. Okay, let's look at this. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He said, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, we don't give up. Okay? But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully." There's many out there doing it. It says, "But by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are" what? "Lost." This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. It says, "In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not." They really don't believe the word of God. You know, and I could take a few instances to think about when the scripture says something. For instance, it said the spirit of truth should guide us into all truth. Somebody would say, "Hey, I believe there's some truth in error." Well, you don't really believe the word of God, because God doesn't shortcut. If he says all truth, it means all truth. It don't mean I'm going to get some truth, some lie, some truth. That means those that don't believe the word of God. They don't believe what it's telling them, regardless of them seeing it. Regardless of them seeing that it says that, for instance, people tell you, you don't have to be baptized. Baptism doesn't save you, man. Come on. That's what they'll tell you. But if you look at 16:16 of Matthew, you'll notice there's two procedures here. And what did he say? Mark 16:16. What did he say? He said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." So it wasn't just believe. So people tell you it ain't necessary when you talk about becoming a part of the kingdom of God, being saved, you know, delivered from this dying world, this dying generation, this perverse generation. Not necessary for you to be baptized. You don't need to go down in Jesus' name. See, they don't believe the scriptures. That's how the devil has blinded their minds. They believe that somehow, some way, they're going to go beyond God. So he told them that whom the God of this world has blinded, of this world. See, Jesus is of the world to come, where no more corruption is around. But right now, that's why he said he was not of this world. It was kingdom was not of this world. It wasn't of this government system. But it was a coming government system that would usurp, would oversee, would completely remove all other government systems. Kingdom was not of this world. He's right. It's not of this government system. It's of a coming government system that has not yet come. It's come in a spiritual form, but it has not come in its physical form. So understand the difference in the gospel that you hear. Yes, it is deliverance, but it's about being a part of God's kingdom, what is being missed. I don't understand. When I look at church now, the more I learn, I don't understand what they're really doing. I can be honest and say I don't really understand it no more, because I understand that it's for you to be, your mind is to be renewed. You know, it's a changing of your thinking. It's a recreating of mind so I can live in God's kingdom, coming kingdom, and as well be ready when he comes. But when you listen to the people, it just kind of throws you of what they're really talking about, prosperity and all this. What does this have to do with the coming kingdom of God? Don't get a house today, brother. You know, if you give me some money, you got some money. What does that have to do with the coming kingdom of God? Look what it says. It says, I beseech you, brethren. This is Romans 12. You therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed. Notice this. Be not conformed to this world, to this government system, their way of life, their cultures. But be ye transformed by what? The renewing, the re-education of your mind, the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. And I'm not going to be able to run to all the scriptures I would like to run to, but he talks about that, where he will put the law in the inward parts, in the new covenant, which Jesus was for. He's for that new covenant. Let me try to finish this here. He says, which believe not. Okay, they don't believe the scriptures. They tell you baptism doesn't save you. The Bible says just the opposite. You know, they don't have, they tell you that, but they don't have no scripture proof of what they're saying. They just want you to believe a lie that they've concocted in their mind because they don't believe. And I'm going to jump. This is 1 Peter 3. 1 Peter 3 and 19. It says, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Hell is a prison, God's prison. So the lake of fire is a maximum security prison. It said, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, when the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Look at this. Verse 21, the like figure whereunto baptism, even baptism do now, also save us. They don't believe the scriptures, people. That's how Satan has blinded their minds. It said, lest the, and he goes on and says, blinded their minds, and them which believe, said, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, in other words, the light, the knowledge of the gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine, be revealed unto them. Okay, people, my time is being counted down. I hope you got something from this today. Understand, we're working on living in the kingdom of God, but first, before that we can do that, we got to be born again of water and spirit, meaning we have to be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sin and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. The blood is in Jesus' name. Revelation 1 and 5, he washed us from our sin in his own blood. I'd like to thank you guys, because this is Arthur Joseph Smith. Go out and get my books, people. The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Devil Workshop, The Caliphate, and The Rise of the Islamic Nation. Get these books in the Temple Mount. You can get these books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and other bookstores, and on the web. And once again, this is Revolutionary Gospel News. I thank you guys for coming out. And I'll see you guys on Monday, unless I put up something else, but it shouldn't be Monday, at the same time, 12:30 Central Time. Thank you guys, and have a great evening.